Well, there's currently 80 national ambulance workers who've been through a 3-year course, have completed a vast array of tests and, and examinations and assessments and detailed patient portfolios, continuous academic assessment, et cetera, and the practice was that when they completed that there, they would get a full-time contract from the HSE or the National Ambulance Service. And as of February the 20th, this seems to have changed without too much clarity or indeed information as to why. And now that they're being asked now to do further courses. And this is at a time when the ambulance service is under extreme pressure. This was a normal practice. Only 3 months ago, 40 paramedics who went through the same type of courses over a 3-year period were all given full-time contracts. So the HSE needs to clarify the position and to point out the reason for the change and why they can offer a 16-week temporary posting. They obviously feel that they're quite able to do the work that they have to do, but that they're insisting that they do another course. And this, this seems to be a change of attitude and a way of training for paramedics, and it needs to be clarified as to why this has come about. And while the current 80 who are awaiting the full-time contracts may be down the country, this is going to affect paramedics who are currently in the finishing off of these courses, this 3-year course here in Donegal. And at the Regional Health Forum recently, we've been told that our ambulances and the staffing of the ambulances and the crews is under extreme pressure here in Donegal. So I'm asking for the HSE, the National Ambulance Service, to clarify the situation and give us some information on it.
And SIP2 were speaking out about this, and they haven't ruled out industrial action. This could lead to people, ambulance workers going on strike, unable to fulfil their duties and going to call-outs, that the situation needs to be clarified and sorted very soon, because it's a job that requires you to be present, and you can't miss any days, really.
No, look, as I said, our ambulance service is under extreme pressure at the minute. We haven't got enough ambulances, never mind here in Donegal, but across the state, to meet the growing demand. It's imperative that we have the paramedics trained up to a high standard, and we have that. We have that in this course. And whilst the HSE insisting that they do further full-time course, they haven't said why. They've already, as I say, within the last 3 months, took on 40 and give 40 paramedics who went through this 3-year course, BSc paramedic studies, that they give them as the full-time contracts, and now they seem to be hedging their bets on that. And look, I hope the union engages with the National Ambulance Service. I hope that any industrial action can be avoided, and the best way to do this is to continue and to award the full-time contracts to these recent batch of qualified paramedics.